the USS The Sullivans, named for five brothers killed in action during World War II, is one of the three decommissioned ships which now serve as popular tourist attractions on Buffalo's waterfront. Earlier this year, passersby could observe small devices placed in the water, stirring up the surface and keeping the water moving. This is done in the cold weather months to discourage the formation of ice, which is one of the problems that has caused wear and tear to the Sullivans. John Branning, superintendent of ships at the park, says as a destroyer, the Sullivans was designed to be lighter and to move in and out of combat scenes, and thus her hull is a bit thinner.
We have small pinholes perforated through the hull from bow to stern, and one of my jobs is to plug those holes from the outside. So I actually am a scuba diver. I get in the water and I plug these holes. I have a guy on the inside, but that's putting a Band-Aid.
A campaign began back in March to raise $2 million to give the Sullivans a more thorough and proper repair. And among those who came to town to launch the campaign was Kelly Sullivan, the granddaughter of the late Albert Sullivan. She's a school teacher in Waterloo, Iowa, where there's a museum honoring her grandfather and granduncles. Being a legacy certainly helps to gain support for the project, but Sullivan recently told WBFO fixing the ship would not just be about preserving her own family's heritage.
When people meet me, you know, what we're really talking about is you think of all of the men who have served on that ship, and you think about their children and their grandchildren. It's a big Navy family, and we deserve to make sure that we honor all of those families by preserving the ship.
Kelly Sullivan is the sponsor of the newer USS The Sullivans, which has been in service since it was commissioned in 1997. Her daughter, meanwhile, has been asked to be the honorary sponsor of the USS The Sullivans, now docked in Buffalo. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.